This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Well, happy Wednesday, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3, the fan. Such a wonderful, wonderful victory Wednesday. Feels so much better. You can already tell. Everybody in the chat is in a much lighter mood. I think the program here is in a much lighter mood. It was much needed. We will get into all of the details from last night's victory over the Giants, 5-1. Your San Diego Padres, but I think let's get it started. We got to check on the big guy here, Benjamin Higgins. I usually introduce Paulie first, but I'm going to give you top billing today. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm hoping good to make it to the end of the show today, but for everyone who has reached out, my son is again doing better. We were worried we might have to take him back into the hospital, just things were kind of heading in the wrong direction, but slowly improvement throughout the day, and Again, did all right yesterday, so hopefully things are just fine, and I will go back and see him right after the show and make sure things are good again today.
So you are essentially on, like, a high alert call.
I think we're okay for now. I'm not too concerned at the moment. Everything I've heard, sleeping comfortably at the moment, and nothing bad going on. So, yeah, feel good, and again, thank you all the Tier 1s and people who reached out. I've been hearing from people I haven't heard from in like years, who are just making sure that everything's okay. So it's nice to feel appreciated and loved out there, and you guys are really awesome. So thank you.
Of course. And, I mean, when you left yesterday, I don't know how much you listened to, but it was maybe the worst radio of all time. It jarred us, really. Not your leaving, but your urgency in leaving really made Paulie and I very nervous, so we are very happy to hear that everything's better. We are very happy that you're back, and we love you, and we just were a little bit panicked because you don't want anything to happen. It was scary, dude. It really was.
I didn't really get to listen to any of the show. I'm dying to know how Ben's box went. I was really excited about that.
Oh, man. Let me tell you about a significant moment in radio history.
Ben, count to five.
One, two, three, four, five. Paperclips.
Paperclips. That was it. It lasted all of 5 seconds. It was one of the worst moments of my entire life, I'm going to tell you. I've had some rough days, and that moment right there was right up there. It was a dog-ass idea, and I don't know that we're going to be doing it again.
Well, next time I'm putting something like potato salad in there to make it a lot tougher.
Yeah. For real. Purple loved it. He's the only one that loved it.
We were so excited for it. It worked when we did a little test run with Woodsy, who did not know at the time what was in there. It took him 4 or 5 guesses. And, our caller got on the very first guess. Took him 2.5 seconds. And I think Woodsy goes, well, congratulations on the tickets, but I'm pretty upset because this was supposed to kill an entire segment. It's 9:01.
I told Paulie after I go, don't call me, don't text me. We are never to speak of this again. You just let it go, and I don't want to hear anything about it. I'm going to flush it. You know, I really had to have the mentality, Ben, of a big league ball player yesterday. I had to put my best big leaguer cap on and say, hey, man, that was an 0-for-4. Not only was it 0-for-4, you grounded into four double plays, and you crapped your pants, on the running down to first base. Everyone's going to be talking about it. You just got to flush it and move on.
Oh,
and that's what we did. But yeah, we are Ben and Woods. It's great to have you back. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer, and the aforementioned Ben Higgins, who I was sharing a laugh with before the program today, because I tweeted something yesterday that happened to me. That was so funny. I'm home visiting my parents. My dad has just had a major surgery, if you didn't know. And, you know, he's recovering slowly. He's not moving around very well. He's not sleeping, very well. But one thing he does have to do all day, every day is manage the workers that come in and out of this house. I think that's what retirement is from my, so far what I've been able to glean. Guys come over. We've had workers here, multiple workers here every single day. And there's something wrong with the air conditioning upstairs. Now, it's been well documented on this program. I am a moron when it comes to anything house-related, really anything, honestly. Like, really, really anything. I'm kind of a moron. But when it comes to handiwork type things and handyman issues and plumbing and electrical and air conditioner, washer and dryer, whatever, you name it, I'm out. I know my limitations, and I don't stick my nose where it doesn't belong. My dad, who raised me, is also the very same way. He could not hang a picture. I can't hang a picture. He barely can get a light bulb in. I can barely get a light bulb in. Changing the batteries is about as far as it can go. So I finish up the show, and I have a little lunch, and the doorbell rings, and it's the AC guy. And he goes upstairs, and he's futzing around up there for an hour. And he comes down, and I'm sitting on the couch, and he goes, well, to my dad. He goes, well, I got some good news and some not-so-good news. I see my dad just deflate. And the guy starts, so anyway, what happened was your coil, blah, blah. And he starts talking in gibberish to us. And my dad, you can see him, his head just sink. And he goes, so also, we don't have that part. It's going to take, it's going to take a few days to get that part in. I did call. It is ready. But we got to get it shipped here. My dad's like, yep, what are we looking at here? And he's like, maybe Friday, probably Monday. My dad's like, all right, what's the damage? And the guy gives them the bill. And my dad goes, You're joking. And the guy's like, no, unfortunately, you know, like I told you, the coil is a special blah, 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 blah. And my dad just sits there and wears. I'm just watching him get fleeced. I'm watching my dad playing three-card Monty on the streets of Manhattan, and a guy is just fleecing him for about $2,500. And so my dad goes upstairs, and I get the guy. And I start talking to the guy, and he starts telling me, oh, yeah, man, this coil is a real special coil. It heats up the water at about 28 degrees. The wind, the air blows through it. Now, what happened, you know, that might sound cold, but when the hot air blows through, and I'm looking at him like, buddy, save your breath. You're in the wrong house. What's the price? Whatever it is, we'll pay it. We will pay the thing for your special coil, whatever it is. And the guy walked out, and I looked at my dad, and I go, you and me, man. You and me. Same thing happens to me all the time. I mean, I'm the guy that pays $300 for an oil change.
I don't know why, but I'm picturing Larry the Cable Guy in your living room
yesterday. Kind of looked like him. Yeah, he kind of looked like him.
Jargon is really the key. I mean, every business has it. We don't sell anything to anyone, but if we had to sell, you know, our radio show to people, we could use all kinds of technical jargon about the radio station to try to we're gonna have to charge you a little
the average quarter hour.
Yeah, we're gonna have to charge you a little bit extra for the compression on the microphones, and we got the premium compression mics here with the Sennheisers, so
if you
that's
want
gonna
the
run
good condenser
you.
We can do that, but it's gonna cost a little bit extra. So probably get it to you by Friday, maybe Friday, but probably more likely Monday.
Jargon gets you every single time because you want to act like you know what they're talking about because you don't want to feel like you're an idiot, so you kind of nod along like it's making sense to you when it isn't making any sense at all to you.
Sarah wants to know, have I really paid $300 for an oil change? Here's what happens, Sarah. When I go in, I get just a regular oil change, but then they say, hey, this thing here, this filter's got to go. It's basically...
It's a filter.
I get the upgrades every time I go. They always can get me for the upgrades. That's what I end up paying for. I get upsold. I don't actually pay $300 for an oil change. I get upsold every time I go anywhere.
Like, hey, your radiator could probably use this.
And
yeah, you're like, okay, yep, sounds good. Hey, do you want us to add more of this fluid? Yeah,
switch it up. Yeah,
so the funny thing about your story is that almost the exact same thing happened to me yesterday, because I was over at my parents' house and my dad was there waiting for someone to come by to talk about some improvements at the house. And that is also what he does when people come over and they try to sell him things. And my dad is like you, like me, you know, just wants to get through the process. Now, it wasn't the HVAC. It wasn't the air conditioning. It was the gutters, the storm gutters on the house, because my dad has always been very diligent. I've seen him do it over the years, cleaning out the gutters way better than I ever was, getting up on the ladder, you know, at least once a year, maybe twice, making sure all the leaves get out of there. So, you know, the drains are clean. And when it does rain here, it, you know, eventually, because it does actually happen here once or twice, even if you don't live here in Southern California, it never rains. It does once or twice, so you do have to keep your gutters clean. But Mom didn't want him climbing up on the ladder anymore and thought, let's do something better. So I don't know if you've seen them probably on social media. I've seen it on my Instagram feed, those rain gutters that have like the screen protector on top to keep anything from getting in other than the water. So it keeps them clean all year long. You don't have to worry about cleaning them. They just work. So he was waiting for the guy to come give him an estimate on what that was going to cost. But he had told me who the guy, you know, the guy was coming, and don't know, might be expensive. Talking on up, and I've looked around the entire house, and he's given him the entire explanation. And my dad, like me, like you, just wants to get through it at the end. I'm going, what's the price going to be? But I listen to my dad kind of, and he wants the explanation to be over. Like, I would want to get off the phone call as fast as possible. So eventually he says, okay, I'm good. Let's just do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. Sure.
The Scottish guy goes, I haven't even given you the price yet. So apparently he could charge my dad whatever he wanted just to go away and get this done, so he didn't have to think about interacting with the estimate guy anymore from Scotland.
I mean, it's just, you know, I was sitting there watching, and I'm like, is he about to haggle? And he was not in the haggling mood.
Neither was my dad.
My dad gave him the old, well, what choice do I have, as he was walking out the door.
That's when you're screwed. You're like, what other option do I have?
I get it, too. The last thing my dad wants is to find, like, another company. Get three guys like that to come in and give him the same estimate with maybe, you know, $100 different on the price. Just wants to get it done.
So here in Texas, it is 98 degrees outside. It is right now, it's what, 6:15 in the morning here, or 8:15 in the morning here. It's 98 degrees. The upstairs, you know, my dad sleeps up there while he's recovering. I go, yeah, you got to get this thing done. Like, you can't put it up. You will die. Like, in Texas with the heat, it's so bad. So he looked at the guy, he's like, I don't have a choice. So I'm on the couch, I'm convulsing laughing when the guy leaves. I'm like, this is unbelievable. He goes, look, I know, you know, I passed it down to you. He goes, but my dad passed it down to me. And I've told you guys one story. Remember the story I told you about Christmas? My dad really wanted a stereo for Christmas when he was in college. It was, you know, everyone was getting these big hi-fi stereos with record players. And my dad shows up to Christmas, you know, back from Notre Dame for Christmas. And he wanted a stereo for the dorm. And he told his parents, I want a stereo. Comes home, there's a box there, he opens it up, and it's headphones. And he's like, okay, here we go. The first step of the equation. I got some headphones. Where's the stereo? And he never got one. But it was the headphones with the extra long cord so that he could plug into his buddy's stereo in his room. I got you the extra long cord.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I asked my dad, I go, was that a cheap thing? He goes, no. Honestly, it was like I don't know what electronics to buy thing. I didn't. His dad was like, he didn't know. And the other one he said when he was 12, we're talking 1967. He said every house on our street had the backboard that was, you know, bolted to the standalone garage in the back. Every kid in the Midwest had the backboard and hoop bolted to the standalone garage. So for Christmas, when he's like maybe 10 or 11, he opens it up, he gets it. My dad said it sat there for 2 years in the basement, leaned up against the wall because his dad had no earthly idea how to bolt it on. And finally, only when they hired a guy to come finish out their basement and hang paneling and stuff like that, my grandpa goes, hey, bud, if I give you like an extra $50, can you put that thing up on the garage? The guy's like, yeah, dude, no problem. He had it up in like 10 minutes. So this is like, we're talking generations of inept male behavior in my family. And I'm sure I will pass it on to my children as well. But watching him get fleeced in real time, the guy was, I swear to God, he was making stuff up. He was making terms up. And my dad's just, all right, yeah, sounds good. Guess I don't have any choice. It was an incredible afternoon here. Worth the trip. That part alone was worth the trip.
I forgot to tell you guys, I actually, Colonel Budget actually splurged on something recently, and I got to set it up yesterday when I was home. And I must say, at least in the initial reviews, I can't believe I waited so long to buy this. Because
another doll
island. No.
And it's a bigger one.
It's something that I kind
a
of
robotic one.
I had, well, it is a robot actually, but doesn't do that.
A Roomba.
I got the Shark 2-in-1 mopping and vacuuming robot finally from Costco. I saw it. The price was good, and I'm always sweeping and mopping and cleaning our floors, and I thought, I know there's a better way, but every time I look at it, it was like $600, $570, and I'm going, You can't be that lazy that you're going to pay that much, and is it going to even work? But finally, I went to Costco the other day, and it was on sale. It was like under $300 for the Shark. The reviews were pretty good, so I pulled the trigger. I got it. I set it up, worked it for the first time yesterday. It was amazing. The floors are pristine in our house. For the first time ever, loved my 2-in-1 Shark vacuuming and mopping robot. Amazing.
Well, the only thing I will warn you of, and I'm sure you've already heard the horror stories, you have one dog left in the rotation. I don't know her vomit or poop schedule, if she ever does it in the house. If she does, and that thing rolls over it, it is the worst day of your life. It's the worst day of your life.
Hasn't in years. She's really good about going outside and has been problem free, but it's always a worry with a dog, I guess. But the main problem is she thinks it's like a little rabbit or something,
yeah.
and it drives around, and she was barking. So I was trying to get her comfortable with it yesterday when I set it up. She would kind of approach it and like bark at it and bark at it, and it would go at her, and then it would run away, and she'd get scared, and she'd run off the other direction. It was definitely felt like a new pet being, you know, joining the house because it was, you know, like walking around essentially downstairs, and she couldn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty genius. We've run through a couple in our home. Ours runs all the time, pretty much like almost like 5 to 6 hours a day nonstop, and it's a total game changer. You wonder why you never got one before. And yeah, they are expensive, but like anything, man, you get what you pay for. Those things are spectacular. I'm so proud of you for doing that. You deserve that.
Thank you.
and I'm glad that you did that. When did you get it? Yesterday?
I got it over the weekend. We set it up yesterday.
Okay.
So it's all good to go. It worked, and the floors are now spotless in my home. I love it.
You know, and I did see somebody in the chat talking about how, you know, thank God for guys like us, right? Because we give – and my dad said the same thing. He goes, my dad, you know, would always say, oh, there's something wrong with the garbage disposal. Well, I'm going to call the guy down the street who's a plumber, and which is his job. That's his job to do. So I'm paying him. I'm keeping this whole economy running, right? I'm paying the guy. I'm paying the pool guy. I'm paying the lawn guy. Let's keep money going out, you know, to take care of others out there. And I, you know, thank God for rubes like us, Benny. We keep the whole thing going.
And I'm sure all the tier ones are thinking, I am so glad I don't have to do my own radio show every single morning
every
to entertain
we'll
everybody.
Do it for you.
We will do
That's
that
right.
for you so you don't have to set up all the different segments and the rundown of the entire show. I will go through that for you next. Set the menu for the program for today. You don't have to worry about it. It all comes with the prepackaged price. It's completely installed.
Expensive.
It's completely installed.
$0.
$0 down. $0 a month for our incredible service.
You're the worst
that we
salesman
provide
I've ever
for.
Heard.
We're terrible. We don't charge anything for all this work that we do.
We're going to do this on the house. And our YouTube subscribers, though, thank you guys for chipping in. Keegan, $10 a month. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Keegan.
Keep the lights on.
All right, let's check traffic. Kelly's got a job to do as well. You don't want to have to check your own traffic. So Kelly's going to do that for you. And then we'll set the menu for a Wednesday edition of Ben and Woods coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Good news, everybody. We got a grap up instead of a crap up. The first time this week, Padres snapped their 4-game losing streak last night. We will go through the game, Nick Pivetta's performance. Once again, a leadoff home run. I mean, that was a moment that I think we felt a bit of a knot in our stomach last night, Woods, when Jung-Ho Lee led off the game with a home run against Nick Pivetta.
I almost threw up, man. I almost did. I texted my wife. I go, I can't even impart to you how much we need a victory tonight. I said, I cannot go in there tomorrow under the weather, having the weirdest week, and talk about another flipping loss. Right after he hit the homer, Hannah texts me. She goes, "What's that do for you?" I was like, "You stupid!" I was like, "God dang it, dude!" I was like, "I can't believe this. I cannot believe it." How many runs is that in the last five games in the first inning?
That's six home runs in the last three games in the first inning, which is nuts. I mean, that's completely nuts. But yeah, the first inning has been a major problem.
Stupid sport
for your San Diego Padres lately. But after that, no problem at all for Nick Pivetta. We will talk about his performance, the offense, the lineup that Mike Schilt put out yesterday, the injury updates from your San Diego Padres as well. We will pay off Jesse Agler's incorporator. I'm sorry that I missed Jesse yesterday, but you did give him his incorporator word. How was Jesse yesterday?
He's great.
Therapist.
He's always great.
Oh, he was calm and rational. I can't believe Jesse Agler made everybody feel a little bit better during his appearance, like he always does.
He was a little spicy, though, in his tone, but it was still the same, like, calming, soothing message.
Well, I think Jesse usually is the voice of reason in San Diego, and I'm glad that the Padres were able to get a victory yesterday to probably back up Jesse's words of zen and calmness. But spicy, a little bit spicy as well.
A little spicy.
We'll go through the rest of baseball. Padres, glad they won yesterday because they did not get a lot of help from anybody else around baseball yesterday in the playoff chases. We'll go through that. We'll have our regular segments as well. Don't do this. Take on Woods. Sorry I missed you guys yesterday, but we will have an opportunity to qualify for Las Vegas. A Rindle Report and more coming up on a Wednesday morning. Free, once again, to listen to.
Yep.
And we do not charge you for this program every single day. We do appreciate the tier ones who are the gold members in the stream for all the extras that they provide for us. We will be back, though, with our Padres wrap up, talk about last night's win, hopefully setting the ship back on its correct course now on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
First, though, Woods and I talk about our card room in Chula Vista, 7 Mile Casino. It's not just the closest. Yes, it is the closest, and it's a big selling point because no one likes to spend a couple hours in the car getting to and getting back from their card room. But it's the best, Woods. I mean, I've been in a few of them around, most of them, I think, around the county at some point. 7 Mile just far exceeds all my expectations when I walk in.
Yes, sir. It really, really does. And the best part, the proximity to downtown, to Petco Park. It's just 7 minutes away, guys. So I like it when it's really, really easy, and that's really, really easy to get to. Really easy once you park and get inside as well. No big parking garage or anything like that. Also, you're going to walk into a smoke-free environment. You're going to walk into a card room, not a slot machine room that's going to be driving you crazy with those sounds all night. Just a really cool place to go sit and play some cards.
Have a great meal at Sammy's, whatever time of day. They are serving it up 24/7. Of course, the great Sammy's wood-fired pizza favorites like the pizzas, the pastas, and the chopped salads. But the player's menu has great Asian dishes like the Kung Pao chicken. I love that Asian pork chop that Woods loves. And, of course, the messy sundae. I didn't win the contest this year, but it's their famous dessert at Sammy's. You can get 24/7 from Sammy's food any time of the day. Check it out. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown. Whatever we're talking about on The Fan, it is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And what we're talking about right now, the San Diego Padres. Before we get into our wrap-up, Woods and Paul, what did you think about yesterday's lineup as penciled in by the manager, Mike Schilt? Of course, didn't include either Jackson Merrill, who remained on the shelf with the ankle injury. The updates were somewhat positive. I guess the fact that they didn't put him on the injured list is encouraging, but, you know, this is now 2 days in a row that he has not played, and you wonder how long do they really want to go before deciding, let's just give him the next week off and make sure he gets healthy for the stretch run.
Oh, I mean, I think that it made we talked about it a little bit yesterday after you left. It makes it a little easier for Mike Schilt to get guys in the lineup. Of course, you don't want Jackson Merrill ever out of the lineup, but if he's injured, it kind of gets keeps the Wolves at bay a little bit, Benny, because then you can move things around and get guys like Ryan O'Hearn, who they have not lost a game with him in the starting lineup yet. And I did find it interesting. Somebody tweeted yesterday. I was like, that's pretty funny. And I know it's not, it basically said, interesting that a guy who's basically rides the pine, slots right into the number four slot when they do decide to play him. Like, you got a cleanup hitter essentially sitting on your bench. And I get the matchups. I get all that. But at this point with Jackson being out, Benny, makes it a lot easier to get him in, and lo and behold, he produced again. So just a guy I really like. Love seeing him in there. Love seeing Laureano in there. I love what these guys bring to the table, man, every single game.
I really did. I think O'Hearn in the fourth spot was a great place for him, and I would like to think that even when Jackson Merrill comes back, that you might want to keep Ryan O'Hearn up there at that point in the lineup. Jackson Merrill, I think, profiles well the way he's been playing as more of a 6-7 hitter at this point. And I think your best lineup includes Jackson Merrill, obviously, but maybe not in the top four in the order anymore after the acquisitions that you've made earlier this season. We can continue to discuss whether Luis Arraez should be hitting second. At this point, I think the answer is clearly no.
Right.
You know, as much as we love Luis Arraez, and, you know, he can give you a 3-hit game at any moment, and he will. He'll give you some more 3-hit games.
He just did the other day.
The rest of the season.
Yeah.
To me, Luis Arraez projects right now in his current state as more of a bottom third of the order, a really, really good bottom third of the order hitter. And if you wanted, you could move Ramon Laureano up into your top four as well and take advantage of, you know, two of your hottest hitters that you both acquired at the All-Star break and get them, you know, more at-bats earlier in the game. And perhaps the injury to Merrill will be the excuse that Mike Schilt can use to kind of make a change that he didn't want to necessarily shake things up too much with his team having played so well since the All-Star break. But now he's kind of got that opportunity to mix things up without it looking like a demotion to anyone in his lineup.
Well, it's certainly a scarier-looking lineup, I think, with O'Hearn and Gavin Sheets in it against a right-hander. Gavin Sheets hit the hardest ball of the night for a double, 111 or 113 off the bat, absolutely torched one. He's got that in him, and with consistent ABs, I mean, again, you know, it puts a little bit more fear into pitchers when they got to, when they know that they have to go through some guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, this team is second to last in Major League Baseball in home runs right now, so I just... Yes, they scare you in that they can string hits together and they're pesky and they can do things like that. But as far as hitting the ball out of the ballpark, man, a lot of the nights you got two of the best guys at it sitting on your bench.
Meanwhile, Jake Cronenworth sat out after getting plunked in the tricep elbow area on Monday. And it's such a good thing that the Padres have had Jose Iglesias, especially the second half of the season. He got off to a bit of a,
no doubt,
a slow start, but he has come up with a lot of big hits, big at-bats, had another one yesterday with the bases loaded. We can go through it, but I had him in for Jake Cronenworth, sitting in that eight slot, you know, very valuable guy to have on your roster. So, yeah, I was happy. I don't think we'll see Gavin Sheets. I just don't think there is, when everyone's healthy, regular playing time for Gavin Sheets, unfortunately. But,
yeah,
you know, it's good to have at least one power bat coming off your bench when you're down two or three and you got a couple guys on base and, you know, you're at the bottom of the order's up and you can hit for someone with an opportunity to get a big three-run home run. It's good to have at least one of those guys on your bench late in the game, and I think ultimately that's going to be Gavin Sheets' role going forward for the Padres.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, we wanted a longer bench, and he certainly makes the bench longer and a little bit more terrifying, knowing he has the ability to yak one out of there at any time. Really, really hits the ball really hard, and, you know, like I said, did so last night and helped this team to a victory. So, yeah, you never want to see Jackson go down. You want him out there, you know, for his defense, for the potential of what is there offensively for Jackson. He's been really unlucky this year. He's hit a lot of balls hard that haven't found gaps, that have found gloves on spectacular plays. He's gotten very unlucky. So I want Jackson in there for sure. I do think he profiles. I mean, how scary is that? You know, him in the six hole or something. I think that's really, really solid.
All right, that's a quick look at the lineup. We'll go through the game specifically with our Padres wrap-up right after a check of Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort. The player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow. And I want to go deep.
A little bit of a different batting order, of course, for the Giants against the right-handed starter. As Lee sends one in the air to deep right center field. Fernando is back. He is at the wall looking up. This one going to go. Different lineup, same result. Elliot Ramos, a leadoff homer on the fourth pitch of the game last night. And now Jung-Hoo Lee, a leadoff home run on the second pitch of the game here tonight. It's 1-0 Giants. Set up beautifully with a rise at second. Tatis at third, nobody out. A lot of ways to get a run home. And Manny grounds this one slowly towards third. That'll do it. Schmidt has it. The throw to first base is in time. Either way, Tatis comes in to score. And the Padres have tied it up 1-1. Oh, and two again to Iglesias. Base is loaded, one out. Here's the pitch from Tang. Swung on line into left field and a base hit. O'Hearn will score to give the Padres the lead. An RBI single for Jose Iglesias, and it's 2-1. Runners lead at all three stations. 3-0. Here's the pitch. Tatis takes outside ball four. A base is loaded, want to bring Sheets home, and it's 3-1. 2-2 to O'Hearn. Bivens deals, and Ryan Wick rips one into right center field. That's down to the base hit. Manny's rounding third. He's on his way. O'Hearn will be held to a single as Gilbert's throw comes into second base, but an RBI knock for Ryan O'Hearn, and a 4-1 Padre lead. Pitch to Arise, grounded back to the mound. Fielded by Seymour, goes to second, and that's all they'll get as Diaz comes home. Throw was wide, but a good job by Fitzgerald to somehow keep his foot on the base. And the Padres have a 5-1 lead. 2-2 to Bailey. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. And he sends it in the air to pretty deep left field. Laureano's backing up. Feeling for the wall. On the track. Hops up. And he makes the catch to end the game. Padres' mini-skid comes to a close as Suarez works a 1-2-3 top of the ninth inning. And the Pods, a 5-1 win over the Giants in workmanlike fashion here tonight.
Pitch like Nick pitches, almost regardless. Threw a lot of quality strikes. I love the fact that, you know, we get dinged right off the bat, and it's happened more recently, and nobody hung their head, and especially Nick, the guy on the mound that has the ball, and you look up, and that's the only blemish that he gave up through six.
Fantastic work, man. Fantastic work from Nicky P last night.
And by the way, great job scoring in the bottom of the first inning to erase that 1-0 deficit. And then when the Padres scored in the bottom of the fourth, two runs, they finally had a lead. It was nice to see the Padres ahead in a game, because it had been a minute since we had seen the Padres actually have a lead to protect and, you know, get to that bullpen and turn it over to Adrian Morejon, Jason Adam, and Robert Suarez. Didn't even need the save since it was a four-run game, but Mike Shildt has that luxury of protecting leads. That's the formula, you know? A decent starting pitching performance, get five runs on the board, get a two- or three-run lead, four-run lead, hand it over to the bullpen. Padres are almost unbeatable if they can do that, you know, and they're going to do that from time to time. The question is, how often can they do it, and will they be able to do it in the postseason? But, yeah, last night's formula I thought was perfect.
I mean, you said a what did you say about his start? I thought it was outstanding. You know, Nicky P went six full innings, struck out 10, gave up three hits, bounced back from that leadoff home run, and was just spectacular. And again, offense, you get a little nervous, you get second, third, nobody out. We scratch one across on a kind of a swinging bunt by Manny, but gets the job done. And, then the offense breaks out a little bit, but bullpen lights out. I mean, just absolutely lights out. Morejon, Adam, Suarez come in, knock it down. Phenomenal formula. But you got to get a win, or you got to at least be, you know, within one, Benny, to activate that super pen. And they did it last night. They called on, you know, three fifths of the fist, and they got it done.
The one thing that the Padres didn't do last night, and really has been the biggest differential, what they didn't do during the four-game losing streak, what they didn't do during the four-game losing streaks that they had done earlier in the season, was hit with runners in scoring position. And to me, I think it's for most teams, it's generally the thing that tells you whether they're winning or losing. Last night, the Padres actually won despite going 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position. You're going to need to do better than that. The Padres are close to unbeatable. When they can hit, you know, 4-for-9 or, you know, 3-for-6 even, or 5-for-12 with runners in scoring position, they're going to win, because they get a lot of opportunities generally with runners in scoring position. They get on base pretty well. They get guys over well because they're a good base running team, and get guys on second and third. So it just is a matter of how consistently can they hit with runners in scoring position. Didn't really happen last night. I mean, their first run came on a Manny out. You know, it was an RBI grounder, but that's an 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position. I think it was just the Iglesias single and the O'Hearn RBI single, and those were the only two hits they had in their 14 chances. So that was a game where you could have scored 10, 11 runs. You settled for 5. You didn't need any more because Nick Pivetta was so good. But there'll be other games where maybe, you know, Nestor Cortes is on the mound, or Yu Darvish was a little inconsistent.
JP Sears
tonight, where you're going to need to have that 8-9 run output, and that requires hitting with runners in scoring position.
Well, and, you know, again, credit to the top of the lineup last night. Everyone had knocks, O'Hearn and Machado with multiple knocks. All four of the top guys drove in a run one way or the other. Pretty fantastic stuff. A good recipe for success. You got to find a way to repeat it today. And I was looking at the daily that Kevin Acey sent out this morning, and I have lost it. Do you have it handy? Let's talk about the arms that they are going to be facing soon, and they're going to have to really figure out a way to get it dialed up. And it's funny, watching the kid last night, you know, baseball is such a game of adjustments. They just saw this kid, they lit him up. So what did that kid do? He went back in the lab and tried to figure out a way to attack these guys a little differently. And we're going to be facing Landon Raup, who absolutely torched us. How do we adjust to what he did? So that's kind of the chess match that you know, we're going to need to figure out. And we're going up against some really nasty arms in the next 10 games.
Yeah, I got it right here. So
you got it?
Probably the the easiest matchup in the next 8 days is Justin Verlander tomorrow. Because, you know, as you said, Rope was really good the last time he faced the Padres. And then it's the Dodgers. But
look at Verlander lately.
He's got a 2 ERA over his last five games.
Starts, I think.
So, yeah, he's been pitching much better lately. Then the Dodgers will throw Snell, Glasnow, and Yamamoto at you. And then you've got
Fantastic.
The Mariners, who have one of the best starting staffs in baseball. Logan Evans, who dominated the Padres earlier this season. Luis Castillo and Brian Wu. So you're facing a really murderer's row of pitchers. But I don't know. To me, Woods, I think it has a lot more to do with the Padres on most nights than the pitchers that they are facing. Just like you said, Kai Tang Wen, if they have, you know, they murdered him a few days ago. They were only able to put one unearned run on the board, you know, in the first couple innings. They end up getting the two after he came out of the game there in the fourth. But I don't think necessarily, like, we've seen bad pitchers dominate the Padres. We've seen the Padres get runs against good pitchers. It feels more like, you know, how are the Padres performing at the plate is much more important than how the pitcher is facing them is doing on any given night. I know it's all interrelated, obviously, but to me, you know, yeah, you're not expecting to go 8-0 in those eight games. I would think, you know, that you're going to face a couple of gems over the course of those next eight games, but you don't have to. You just have to, you know, find a way to hopefully, you know, win these next two would be nice, and at least you'll be within two of the Dodgers, you know, even if they do beat the Rockies the next 2 days. Go into that series down two, and then if you can win that series against the Dodgers, you'll be at the least one game out with a month to go. And to me, that feels like a great spot for the Padres to be in going into the last month of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead. You know, you got a tough customer on the mound tonight that, you know, you're going to need to find a way to adjust and figure out how he pitched you last time and what he's going to do now. And you know, you saw a kid make adjustments last night against you, flummoxed you for a little bit last night. And again, you kind of waited out. Padres are pretty decent at playing rope-a-dope, you know, kind of letting the game come to them. They are kind of a late arriving team, which is, you know, can be a little nerve-wracking for fans, at times, but it's worked more often than it hasn't this year. And, you know, the record's good. Their positioning is good. But these next, you know, what did you say? Eight games are going to be a bit of a gauntlet, which is, listen, when you get to the playoffs, that's what you face. You know, you face the teams number one and number two. That's what you get. So pretty good test for the fellas.
Yeah. And we always knew, I mean, we talked about it like a month ago when we went through the schedule for the second half of the season. Pretty nice schedule for the Padres, except for 2.5 week stretch where they got to face the Giants, the Dodgers, and the Mariners. And that's going to be the gauntlet that they have to run through in the second half of the season. So far, they're 4-4 in the first eight games of that gauntlet, you know, that we knew was going to be the toughest part of the schedule after the All-Star break. I'd like to see them do better than 500, but 500 is not a horrible outcome for that gauntlet, especially at 4-4 at this point. You know, if they ended up, whatever it is, 8-8, or, you know, I don't know if it's 17 games, I think it is, 16 or 17. 8-8 is not necessarily a bad thing when you're going through your absolute toughest 2.5 week stretch of a schedule in your second half of the season.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%, man. You just kind of got to ride the wave of, you know, the four game streaks. Those can't happen. The four game losing streaks. But if you can find a way to play that brand of baseball, even, you know, win one, lose one is fine. It's absolutely fine, man. But you have to be, you know, Schilty's got to be planning ahead for every single series. So, they're going to have to be judicious on how they use their pen. These are truly the dog days. I mean, we're feeling them as the broadcasters for this team, right? Like, these are the dog days. I can't even imagine how these cats feel right now. And then it starts to ramp up in September. The schedule eases up a little bit. And the division, you know, that's the goal, is keep the division in sight. And it's still very much in sight right now. I know we have lost sight of that over the last four games, last night notwithstanding. You know, it's still right there for us.
Yeah, keep in mind that if the Padres go 500 the rest of the way, which I think we'd all be pretty disappointed. When you look at the schedule, the Padres have a lot of teams remaining that are done. They're out of it. They're going to be playing young kids. 500 would be, I think, a really disappointing way to end this season. They'll still get to 88 wins, which is always really in the three wild card era been good enough to make the playoffs at 88 wins. Fangraphs is projecting 88 wins is good enough this year to get into the playoffs. You don't know that for sure, but that's if they go 500, and we'd all be pretty disappointed by that. Yeah. So, you know, I think you're right in terms of the target is still the Dodgers. The target is still winning the division. Now, that could take 96, 98 wins, depending on how well the Dodgers play. So you're going to need to go on a nice run. You're going to need a winning streak here or there, and you're going to need to play consistent baseball. But in terms of the panic, we can tamp it down a little bit. AC had a great line. He said, the Padres, the longest four-game losing streak in the history of mankind came to an end yesterday. But it did feel that way, I think, you know, among Padres fans, that it just was like, it felt so much longer than it was because it came against the Dodgers. The way that they lost the games just felt like they were, it just felt like it was like weeks since the Padres last won a game. When, you know, a four-game losing streak, those happen all the time. Padres have four of them already this season.
Yeah.
The Dodgers have some. I mean, everyone has four-game losing streaks. That one just felt particularly long and intolerable.
Yeah, it really was. It was pretty excruciating. And, you know, you'd love to keep the good momentum rolling tonight. Giants, you know, look, they came to play. They came to be aggressive. They have something to prove yet. I know they still think they're not out of it. So it's not like they have nothing to play for either. It's going to be a long, tough stretch for them. But, you know, we've got three games against the Dodgers too, right? Like, it's keep it in your hands. Keep it within striking distance, and, you know, let's see what happens this coming weekend.
I mean, they're 6.5 games out at this point from the Mets. They're kind of out of it, whatever they want to say. I mean, but those can be the dangerous teams. The spoilers with nothing left to do except, you know, individual things, they tend to be dangerous as well. All right, we'll come back. How did Jesse work the Incorporator into yesterday's game next on The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.